Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Over the next month, I am going to be reflecting on Christian living, and most of my sermons will be from the New Testament letter of James, but I think that today's parables give us a good start on what a Christian life might look like. Jesus says, "Someone scatters seed and then goes to sleep, wakes up day after day, while the seed sprouts and grows mysteriously. And eventually there is a harvest." And Jesus also says, "A tiny seed grows to be of great size, and it shelters the birds and their nests." These two parables are about God's kingdom, what God's kingdom is like. Now, they don't really explain God's kingdom, but they describe it. And they use some familiar images for us. We've got gardening here, we've got birds, we've got sleep. So based on these two parables, particularly the first one, I would like to point out from the beginning that the Christian life is not about overachieving. In fact, one of the things that the parable lifts up that is really important that we have to pay attention to is sleep. My husband Larry and I have a difference of opinion, shall we say, about the value of sleep. Now, Larry falls asleep as soon as his head touches the pillow, but he wakes up really early in the morning, and he sleeps because he has to. And essentially, Larry looks upon sleep as wasted time. Now, I am the opposite. I really enjoy sleep. And I would prefer to sleep in without my alarm clock. And so there is a joke between us, and I remind him of all the health benefits of sleep, and he points out how morally superior waking up early is. He says he gets the worm like the early robin. But you know I'm right, don't you? I mean, you know how precious sleep is, especially if you have trouble falling asleep because you've got pain in your back or because you've got a brain that just will not stop ruminating. Sleep is vital for our health, both physical health and mental health. It is a great blessing. And as a friend of mine once said, it's also free. But it had never occurred to me that sleep is one way to describe the kingdom of God. Yet here it is in the parable of the growing seed. For Jews like Jesus, each new day started not with the wake up of the alarm clock, but with the night. The day started with the night, with resting. And so I'm going to say that our exploration of the Christian life starts with reflections on sleep. Sleep requires some trust, doesn't it? Because we're vulnerable when we're sleeping. And also, it requires some trust because we're not doing anything when we're asleep. We're not bringing about change in our world. And I would guess that for most of us, our gut instinct is to work to try to accomplish something, to earn our keep, perhaps even to think that we've got to save ourselves. But sleep is stopping our work, putting down the efforts of the day. So sleep is kind of counterintuitive. So the parable shows us that, to our surprise, good things can happen when we sleep. Seeds can grow, and we're not the ones who are making that happen. In fact, there are some things that God alone can bring about. The image of growing seed is often one that we use when we talk about evangelism, about sharing our faith with others. And we can imagine our own hearts to be good soil and receptive to God's word. And we imagine that we're looking for good soil among other people as well. We imagine ourselves sowing the seed, bringing other people to faith, sharing the good news with them in such a convincing way that they don't have any choice but to come to Jesus. But this parable of the growing seed suggests that other people's faith journeys are less dependent on us than we might think. Sure, we're going to sow some seeds. In fact, sowing seeds is something that we are going to want to do out of gratitude for everything that God has done for us. Out of the abundance that we have received, we find that we want to share God's good news. But the growth of faith in others doesn't depend on us. The seed sprouts and grows, and the sleeping gardener doesn't know how it happens. The earth just seems to produce all by itself. Faith, like growing seeds, is a mystery. And we are not called to produce faith in others, but just to sow the seeds and to let God do the rest in God's own time. So instead of worrying about it, we get to sleep. That is, we get to trust that the seeds will take root and that God is doing the work inside the hearts of other people. The Christian life starts with the kingdom of God. In fact, it's the first thing we hear about in the Gospels. That's what John the Baptizer is proclaiming, and Jesus takes up his message. Turn your lives around because the kingdom has come near. The kingdom. This thing that is not quite static, but it's an environment where God's will is being worked out, God's vision for the world, God's project. The kingdom is what God is doing in the world through us and sometimes despite us. The kingdom invites us into a way of life, a Christian life for us. And this is something that we can aspire to, something we can work on with discipline, but also it's something that is done to us, something that is done for us. The kingdom of God is a gift. And all of our anxiety about life, all of our plans, you've learned this, they have limited effectiveness. In that first parable, the gardener sows the seed and then rests, and the seed takes over in this mysterious way. It matures. And today, farmers and gardeners may have a bit more advanced knowledge about how the seed grows and what are the good conditions for it, but gardeners today still can't make it happen. There's still something out of their control. A former parishioner of mine, Jerry, was a farmer. He was a good farmer, and he was experienced, he was hardworking. But he always acknowledged that he and other farmers were basically gamblers at heart. They planted the seed and they fertilized it, but they were dependent on the rain and the sun and the miraculous timing of the seasons. He couldn't control it, it was a gamble. And Jerry would even go away for a vacation in the middle of the summer, trusting that the corn and the soybeans would grow all by themselves. God brings growth in the middle of daily life, almost despite us. And this is grace. It's silent and it's powerful. It fills us with hope. We don't understand it, but it is life and abundance. So the Christian life begins with trust, trust so deep that we don't have to sleep with anxiety. We can put that anxiety down. Grace brings out abundance beyond our imagination, and it's not our doing, so we can rest. The kingdom of God is like this sleepy, restful trust. It's not like our frenetic busyness. It's not like our anxious attachments. The harvest will come without our micromanaging the process. Because God's love is the power of growth. Now, if you are like me, as you sleep, you may find hundreds of thoughts whirling through your head, random thoughts going in every direction, out of control. And it can feel like the old game 52-card pickup, which basically just creates a big mess on the floor, or a mess in your head. Putting down our thoughts can be hard. putting down our work of the day, putting down our sense of responsibility, putting down our desire to control the outcome. All of these things can be hard. But what if we thought of that time where our minds are just going crazy? What if we use a different image here other than 52-card pickup? I'd like you to imagine your thoughts as a whirling, swirling snow globe, which is a thing of beauty. Just the snow is swirling around in that globe, and you may only vaguely see the outline of what's underneath the snow. The snow is falling randomly, it's going in every direction, and it is indeed out of your control. But beautiful. How beautiful is a snow globe? The things we are responsible for are swirling, swirling in patterns that we do not understand, and something beautiful will come out of them. The harvest is not under our control, but it is something we get to witness to and to enjoy. I recently heard this quote from the naturalist and writer Henry David Thoreau, who said, "Though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I am prepared to expect wonders." So sow your seeds out of gratitude. Sleep. And trust, and expect wonders. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.